Hallmark Youth Podcast. This is our final episode of the Good Witch Podcast this season. We are talking about the finale of this season today, and that aired this last Sunday. And I'm Rachel, and I have as my guests, I have Caroline is here.
Hey.
Yes, and Georgia is here.
Hello.
Yes, so we had the finale, and overall, what were your overall feelings about how this finale kind of ended the season for you? How did you feel, Caroline?
I thought it was a sweet way to wrap up the season, but it was just kind of like bittersweet, knowing that it was Bailey's last episode, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Georgia? What do you think?
Well, without going into too much detail at the beginning, it was pretty much, I watched it for Grace. Grace was like the star of the episode. Otherwise, I was a little bit underwhelmed. It was, the whole season was so great, and I felt like it more went out with a whimper than a bang. But that's just me, so we'll talk about it.
Yes, we will. So I liked the episode fine, and I do agree that the Grace parts were really good, and I even think the Nick parts were really good. The Grace Nick parts, really good. But I kind of feel like they needed another episode, and I think one got cut when Calls the Heart went long. I think I remember hearing about that, and I feel that this finale was kind of rushed.
Yeah,
like the treasure stuff felt particularly rushed, and you know, and the stuff with Abigail felt kind of rushed to me.
I need that now.
I mean, I'm torn because, like, I see it. Like, parts of it were really rushed and just didn't really feel it. It all felt kind of disjointed. Like, some of it, really fast, and then other parts, I was like, "Where is the conclusion to this?" Or the cliffhanger, even where it just kind of was there.
Well, I mean, just stuff like, why is Grandpa working on the safe at the party? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there was just stuff that was like, this feels a little rushed to me.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It was fine, but it was an interesting, kind of a weird episode. So, we'll talk about it. Okay. So, so we start out with Cassie making the cake. And she's making the blue cake, which I thought was kind of funny. It kind of reminded me of Bridget Jones. Have you ever seen Bridget Jones, Georgia?
Yes, but I don't have the, why am I missing the reference?
The blue. And when Mr. Darcy says, when he says, blue is a very underused food color. But she gets this blue string in the
soup. Yeah.
I need to rewatch it. I loved it, and I can't remember it. I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, because she puts the blue string in the soup, and then the soup turns blue, and he's like eating it and trying to be nice. Like, blue is a very underused food color. I think that was funny. Then we have the sort of this plot of Adam and Stephanie making sandwiches, and this blogger Tracy Gold, she loves the sandwiches, and everybody knows from on Twitter and everything that that I have issues with these sandwiches because they have the atrocity of the BLT with bacon and tomato on the side, no mayo. I'm like, what is going on here? And then the Monte Cristo, because the Monte Cristo is basically like French toast, and then you have ham and cheese inside, and then you roll it in breadcrumbs, and then you deep fry it. So it's almost more like a donut than a grilled cheese. It's, and you can have them if you go to Disneyland. You can have really good Monte Cristo sandwiches, Cafe Orleans in Disneyland, and these sandwiches are not Monte Cristos. They're just not. And so it was very distracting. You need to have a sandwich consultant on the next season. I think.
It would be helpful, I think, honestly.
I think, yeah. But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, did you guys warm up to Adam at all, or are you still feeling pretty about Adam?
I can't. It like makes my blood boil. I hate it so much. Every scene that he's in now, and I like the actor.
Yeah,
I don't like that they're doing this because I really do like him. Uh-huh. But the character of Adam, I'm sorry, yeah. I cannot stand him. Everything he does irks me. When he ran up to Grace and Nick at the graduation, like they're best friends. Do they even know each other? Like, what are you doing? You're not part of the family. You're taking Stephanie for a day. You're taking credit for all the sandwiches, everything, just everything he does. I'm like, where's your work now, buddy? Why are you here all the time?
Yeah.
Why are you just,
Yeah, and evidently he is, you know, burning, what do they say? Burning light at both ends. He's working both jobs right now. And so then we have Grace helping the tailor, I forget her name, making this dress. And what did you think of, obviously it's going to be her dress. We all know that. But except for Grace, she doesn't know that. But we all did. Yeah. What did you think of the dress? Did you like it?
It was cute, but it didn't really seem great, like Grace enough, you know, to me. Mm-hmm. But that was just me.
What do you think, Georgia?
Yeah, it was fine, but it was not special enough. It didn't have anything. I saw her wearing it and I was like, oh, that's a dress. But Hallmark is known for doing this. They put people in those sort of lace ones and have everybody gasp, and that's supposed to be something magnificent. That dress in the back was so pretty. The like watercolor one.
Right. And that's what I thought she was making. I was like, wow, that's beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's
gorgeous. I agree with you.
Oh, here's this, you know, sort of weirdly, the 3/4 sleeves and the, I was like, Grace deserves better for her final episode, for her graduation. I wanted something sparkly or something colorful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something colorful.
Yeah.
It just looked a little frumpy. It looked too old lady-ish for a high school graduation to me. But Bailey Madison, of course, is beautiful and she looked great, but it wasn't my favorite dress. But anyway, so yeah, this was a really fun episode for Bailey to go out on. I mean, she kind of has her moments with her mom, a moment with George, she has a moment with it seemed like practically everybody, and that was really sweet. And I her speech was really well done, and I don't know. You couldn't ask for a better kind of goodbye episode for a character.
Are we talking about like specifics with that now?
Sure. Yeah. Because, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Just everybody's goodbyes were very sweet, and I was tad emotional and stuff. Martha, they just knocked it out of the park with that.
Yeah.
Snow globe. Oh my gosh. I was like, I know what it's gonna be, but still, when she pulled it out, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so sweet.
Yeah. And it was so good.
Then there's cold hard cash at the bottom of the bag.
Yes!
You shouldn't have. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. It's so great.
I was like, yes.
That was so funny, the cold hard cash. I love that.
Like the phrase, and coming from Martha, and it's this really like sweet and thoughtful and sentimental gift. And then it's in this cold hard cash. And you're like, oh, yep, perfect. You absolutely nailed it. I loved it.
Because I think that's what makes Good Witch better than any other show of the other Hallmark shows, in my opinion, is that it has a little bit of a sense of humor. It doesn't take itself quite as seriously. And that's fine. And other shows have value. But I think that's why I like it the best, is because can you imagine on When Comes the Heart, if somebody was like, here, Elizabeth, here's a gift and some cold hard cash, everyone would be like, what? And so I really like the...
That is true.
And Martha, this was a really fun episode for her. I mean, everything from her doing the Tai Chi in the morning was hilarious. I really liked that.
I died.
Yeah. Although there was one really odd moment that... with Martha, where she, why was she stuck in that elevator? That was the weirdest thing. Like, if you are stuck in an elevator, why wouldn't you just hit the alarm button, you know?
Like, that was the weirdest thing. Yeah. I was like, I'm missing something. Because I couldn't hear all of it the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I must have missed like a really important piece here. Why is Martha stuck in an elevator? And then she's just not stuck in the elevator anymore.
Yeah.
It was odd.
And she's like, Donovan, save the day. And that was strange. I do feel like there must have been way more something going on with that. And it got cut. Because it just felt like that's like if you get stuck in an elevator, they like call the fire department and stuff. Like,
I wish I've been stuck in an elevator before.
It's not just like Donovan saved the day. They don't do anything.
We had to call like 3 times on the emergency phone.
Oh my gosh!
I was on a school trip. We were in LA, and there were 4 of us in the elevator at Barnes and Noble in LA, and it would not start. It was probably close to,
I guess,
45 minutes or something. Nobody did anything. We just sat there and waited, and then it started again eventually.
That's my worst fear. Yeah, getting stuck in the elevator, like anxiety right now.
Oh, here,
that's crazy. They just did that. Oh my gosh, that's funny. I don't think I've ever been stuck in an elevator. I think that my sister did once at school, or a friend, I can't remember, but no, I've never had that, but it is one of my favorite scenes in You've Got Mail. When I get out of here, I'm having my eyes lasered. So if I ever got stuck in an elevator, I think I'd have to say that just to be funny. And I did think that some of the, like, I love the show and I love everything about it, but some of the clues on this whole treasure thing, I feel like it wasn't really necessary. I feel like we could have, I don't know, it's weird. It was a weird thing, and like the fact that Sam just goes into the her office and finds the signs or whatever on the fireplace, like, has nobody ever this is supposedly a treasure. I mean, it seems like all these clues are so easy to find. Nobody over all these 100 years or whatever has like thought to look at the.
Kind of funny. Tom's the one who's supposed to have renovated the thing, the fireplace. So I'm like, would it have been even easier to find these clues? And then when they're in the cave and it's like, you know, eye level, here's where you pull the brick out or the stone, or, and it's like that. Yeah. It was too convenient, and I didn't really understand why they did it.
Yeah, I feel like the whole plot wasn't really necessary. I don't know.
I said I kind of forgot about the whole treasure like part of it. Honestly,
I agree.
It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, and so it was really fun though to have Gabrielle Miller back as Nick's mom. Yes. I thought that was all handled pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I was so relieved that they actually did it, that they included her. She and Sam are on good terms.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting along with everybody. And they acknowledged that she's still around. I like that.
Yeah. It made me like.
And she was nice to Cassie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was nice to Cassie. And I thought it really made Nick seem very mature. Mm-hmm. You know, that he could forgive and still love his mom. And I thought that was cool. And so she did a good job. I liked that whole plot line. And yeah, it was Lisa Gold. Sorry, not Tracy Gold. Lisa Gold is the blogger. And I did think it was kind of funny that she had gold hair. It's like that's a commitment to branding right there. Okay, so what did we think about the big plot line of Donovan saying the early I love you? Whoa, so this was pretty big. What did you think, Georgia? You're a big Abigail fan.
Oh, my girl. You guys know I love it. I love that she couldn't say it back. I love that later on she's like, oh, these words are not easy for me to say. And then she says she's sorry. I love the whole thing. He was unsure. I mean, up until the very end, I was so on board with it because I thought it was really cute. I'm like, of course, they're going to break the curse. Of course, they have to be in love. Like, this is not a surprise. But I liked seeing the struggle with Abigail to say it. And then I was disappointed at the end that it still was like, oh, I don't know, are we still cursed? Probably.
Leading
like, I don't
know. Next season. Yeah.
Yeah, it just felt like, okay, well, I thought you were leading up to now the curse is broken, this is done, we're together. I was excited about it. And then it ended up being like, let's take 15 steps back and say, mm-hmm. actually, I can't physically say I love you because of the curse. And I'm like, well, so wait, or what are we doing?
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand the meaning or the reason for that. It didn't make any sense. I loved all the rest of it until the very, very end. And now I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, for her physically not to be able to say the words.
Yeah.
That's not my, it wasn't my favorite. Because, yeah. I mean, she's not going to be able to, I guess she can't, like, write on a piece of paper. She can't, I don't know. It was just, like, a little much for the magic of the show. Like, that's mm-hmm. not a thing. Like, this, I don't know. It was weird. And, okay, I know she's a Merriwick, but let's putting that aside.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
If somebody says, I love you too early, is there a good response? Does that exist? Because she says, thank you. And I'm thinking, like, the only response is, okay, let's get married. Like, there's no right answer. Like, if somebody says, I love you too soon, what do you do?
Not to divulge too much, but as the person who's been the Abigail in that situation, uh-huh. there is no good response. Yeah. It doesn't really go over great. But I mean, if you're saying, the thing is, you should only say it because you want to say it, right? Not because you expect the other person to say it back. So the one that I always go back to is on Gilmore Girls, Rory and Dean, bad. That was not handled well. But when Rory tells Logan that she loves yeah. him, everybody watches it. And she says, you don't have to say it back. I just wanted to let you know because I love you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, he just smiles and is like, yeah, I can't say it right now. She's like, that's fine. And that's literally, I think, the only healthy way to handle it. Otherwise, if you're going in thinking, well, they're going to say it back, that's cool. And then they don't, then like it's done and probably, you know, you're going to be so hurt by it. There's really no way to backtrack on that one. I don't know what you say if you can't say it back. I feel like you just pause and freeze up and you don't really say anything, but. Like, maybe you guys have a different response. I don't know.
I have no idea what I would say if it really happened to me, but maybe would it be okay to say, I care about you? That's like
I'll
less
say,
commitment?
I care about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or I'm starting to love you. Like, yeah. was that it's a tricky thing. And I mean,
I have feelings for you and it might lead to love.
Yeah. Like, I do
I feel
have
like you're
feelings.
Not allowed to say you can't say it yet. You know, like that should be mm-hmm. okay. And the other yeah. person, if you go, well, okay, that's completely not. There's that story someone said. I told my boyfriend I loved him. He goes, well, what do you want me to do about it? It's like, okay, well, that's not what you do at all.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, yeah, there's a really good episode of Big Bang Theory with like that where Leonard says, I love you too soon. And later on, they're at a bowling alley. And Penny's like, I love these cheese fries. And he's like, you love the cheese fries, but you couldn't say it. So,
because it doesn't mean as much, you know, yeah, like yeah. to me, that's almost a compliment. If you're waiting to say it until you're absolutely sure, then I'm like, okay, you're taking this seriously. If you just throw it out there because somebody says it to you, then you probably don't mean it that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's an adult the adult way to like handle like relationships and stuff. Like, if you're not ready to say it, like, that's okay. Like, we can still be grown-ups and have this relationship. It's not a make or break thing right now.
Well, and also, I feel like if you are the person that says it too early, like, you do love this person, so you shouldn't be out there whining, complaining.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be all, I heard enough thank yous lately, like Donovan was.
Yeah.
You shouldn't rub it in their person's face.
I feel like the conflict with that should have been like, oh God, is she like, can she say it to anybody? Can she say it about anything? And she could say it about things or other people when she told Nick and Grace that she loved them. And I'm like, so obviously she's going to say it at some point, but to take so personally and go, she's, you know, trying to break the curse and all that, do all this for me, but she won't say I love you. Well, now I have my feelings super hurt and I don't know what to do. It's like, yeah, but just like hold on a little bit, just be patient, that's all,
just let it go. So yeah, it wasn't Donovan's best hour, I didn't think, with that, but it's
true. But Abigail nailed it. Abigail was so good at it. I loved it.
And so we get Vincent back for the graduation. Do you think there's any chance we're going to see him again, or do you think he's done? Like, I know we want to, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Georgia.
I'm like, honestly, I'm holding back tears, Caroline. I'm not even kidding. I saw him and my heart just... Oh, I was like, Vincent, you're back. Everything's okay. And then he comes and leaves again. He was in two scenes. You guys are so mean. Like, let us have Vincent for another season. Give him something in Middleton. Give him, oh, God. When he was talking to Abigail, and I was like, pair them up then. I don't care. Just, I need Vincent on the show. It doesn't even matter anymore. You just, they.
It was really good. I wish that he could be. Yeah, and then they really had to stretch with this whole safe thing. They had to, first of all, this safe did not look old at all. It looked like they bought it from the showroom. Like, they probably have it on rental. But so they have the dress lady has the safe. She's never gotten it open, but they're able to figure out how to get it open. That is, George is working on it, trying to get it open, but then. They're able to figure out how with Cassie's help, I think, if I recall. And there's nothing in it. It doesn't seem like there's anything in it at first, but there's Latin. That's very exciting. Latin on the inside. And we also have Sam giving Nick his. It was kind of weird because he gives Nick his father's watch. And then he's like, oh, you don't really care about that. Here are some computers. And I was like, that's cute and all, but it might have been nice to have had, like, a few sweet moments about the watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs the computers. I think that's a very smart, practical gift, but
They just give it to him in, like, the hallway. You know, it's not even like, here's this special family heirloom. Oh, and here's some computers. I don't know. It was funny. But it was cute, and I liked Nick a lot this episode. I think that he showed a lot of growth, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him, what they're going to do next season with him, without Grace. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And so we find out that Vincent is going to sell his half of the food truck. Yeah, I know.
Oh, it killed me. Oh, my gosh. It absolutely just broke me.
Yeah, to Lisa Gold. Yeah, they're going to be able to set the world on fire with their incredible fake Monte Cristos. It's going to be amazing.
Any Good Witch writers, if you guys are listening to this, that was like, that's just really mean to do that. It really is. Vincent is the reason she has the food truck, and then new boyfriend comes in and gets all the credit, and now he's with her. Oh,
yeah, I bet Vincent.
The best.
I bet he would make real Monte Cristos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it, And he wouldn't take Cassie's idea as his own idea.
Right. Boom. Yeah, that's true. And then, like, it just doesn't feel like the kind of food truck that would really, like, wow, we're going to have investors. I mean, this is going to take off. I mean, it's not like it sprinkles cupcakes or something. It's like grilled cheese sandwiches. I guess there's grilled cheese sandwiches food truck, but I don't know. It's kind of funny.
It's probably the only food truck in Middleton, you know, so it's probably the
I was going to say, it's in Middleton.
So, they find out that they're looking for a needle in a brick haystack, and of course they go underneath the tunnels, which we got introduced to last time, and I think that this, like, pulls back to the Halloween episode. Obviously, we got introduced to the tunnels, but the whole Heart of Middleton legend, because that was a ruby. But I had no memory that there was a diamond, that we were talking about a diamond. I that was weird. But they find the music box, and the, you know, first it's kind of like, what? Why is the music box? Okay. And it turns out that there's a big giant emerald, which totally look like plastic, but that doesn't matter. but there's a big emerald, and Martha says, oh, well, we've got the ruby and the diamond are missing, but I think the ruby is the Heart of Middleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a ruby, right? It was red. So yes. I don't know what's with the diamond, but I guess that's a tease to next season.
Not more treasure hunting. Come on.
For the Halloween movie, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did announce a Halloween movie at the end of the episode, so that's always fun and exciting. And I really liked the really nice hug between Nick and Cassie. And I think that was very sweet. Their relationship is really lovely. And then, yeah, this is when we get to the curse actually physically affecting her to Abigail. And it was, and then all of, she'd written it out in rose petals on the, if only she'd taken a picture. Maybe that's the key. Yeah. She should have taken a picture with her phone.
The flash would have ruined it, I'm sure.
Yeah, so she physically can't tell Donovan that she loves him because of the curse, which, well, there you go. And there was a really cute scene with Grace and Cassie drinking tea and getting all snuggly, and that was cute. I really liked that. That was nice. And then we got an epilogue 3 months later, so that was kind of fun. And so supposedly she's just gotten back from taking Grace to college. Nick is gone, and Sam carries her over the threshold and says that they're starting a new chapter in our lives. We should start it off right. And so there you go. That was the end of the episode. So I thought it was a fun enough episode. Like I said, that there was a lot of heart. It was really sweet. I really enjoyed everything with Nick and with Grace. And so, yeah. But let's talk for a little bit about the season as a whole. And this is where I'm a little bit harder on the show, I think, because it is my favorite of these Hallmark shows. But I feel like maybe it's just because there's a new showrunner, and so they're still sort of figuring things out. I don't know. But I feel like they did a frustrating job about starting things and then either finishing them too soon or not finishing them in a sort of a satisfying way. And there were so many plot points that I got really excited about and then kind of was like, oh, darn it. Like, I feel like Martha was consistently underwritten in the season. Her arc, I think, could have been a lot more interesting as far as so many different things. Like, I could have spent a couple episodes with her being in the news, you know, the talk show kind of thing. Her doing Martha 2.0 could have been longer. I feel there were so many parts of her character and that I felt could have been, that there was like, oh, you're starting something really interesting, and then they stop it. And it was the same way with Abigail in a lot of things, you know, that she was just started being mayor, and then they stop it, and she's just starting to have this relationship with Donovan, and I thought that the whole thing with Donovan's mother was very disappointing, because I was hoping it would be just like a fun, dishy villain, but she was just super lame, and it just kind of fizzled. She wasn't even in this episode that I saw.
I was surprised.
Yeah, the whole thing with Luke was kind of like, wasn't that interesting.
Yeah,
and so almost all of the characters, I mean, I felt, I guess, pretty satisfied with Cassie and Sam. They were fine, you know, their arcs this season, but I don't know, I just felt like it had a lot of potential to be better than it was, even though each individual episode was fine. I feel like as a whole, the season was a little underwhelming.
I mean, I'm completely in agreement with that, which I don't want to say because, like you, I was so excited the beginning of it. And I just got more excited as the weeks went on until the break, and then probably the after that. Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're setting stuff up. And I know, you know, the whole talk show thing, I wish it lasted longer, and Abigail's mayor, and these things that I think would have been really interesting and really entertaining. And the actors are just nailing it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's no they're so on top of it that it almost feels like a waste to not have them do things that are a little more experimental or a little more in-depth or something. It's like they keep coming back to the safe place and again and again. And yeah, I mean, they introduce Luke and you think he's a villain and you know he's not, but whatever. And then he's with Grace for like an episode. Now they're leaving. And the Donovan thing was kind of, I'm still not sure on that because I don't know where we ended on it. And there's so much that they set up, and I've said it throughout the season, I'm like, I want to rewatch these several times because I enjoy the episodes so much. And then these last, definitely the last two, maybe the last three, but for sure last week and this week, I'm like,
because even if you're not Team Vincent, like most of us are on the podcast, even if you're not, like, even if you prefer Adam, like, the fact is sort of they set up a love triangle, basically, between these three people. Mm-hmm. And then he just kind of left. There was no, like, it wasn't exciting or, I don't know, it was just kind of like, okay, I guess she picked. She liked the dinner she made.
It wasn't really Stephanie picking, though. It was like, oh, Vincent's leaving. Oh, that's convenient. And then that's it. Adam's there. Yeah. I mean, I still don't think they set it up where we see why Stephanie and Adam are a good match. It's like, of course they're together because we said they're together.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
They're just, like, right?
A real love triangle has the protagonist that's sitting there thinking, oh, there's good sides of this person. And there's the good sides of this person. And I mean, I mean, Bella really struggled there between the good sides of Jacob and Edward, right? I mean,
and there's no bad side of Jacob. Let's just point that out. But still, she made her choice.
Yeah, she had good and bad, and she had to decide. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, that's what a love triangle should be. This was just kind of like she kind of maybe went on one date with Vincent and started a business, kind of. But they didn't even, like, get anything satisfactory with starting the business together because he was never – I don't think – did he ever work on the truck?
He did, like, the first episode or something. The first that they had the truck, and then he just was out. Yeah. I mean, look, honestly, they could pull off a love triangle between Corey and Topanga and Lauren from the cabin and have it be, like, that's compelling, even though you know it's Corey and Topanga.
Right.
That's still something to go, oh, this is – a threat, you know, what's going to happen. They could have done it here. And that's why, as someone who is completely Team Vincent, I can put that aside and look at it as all you Team Adam fans.
Yeah.
I can say, I still think that Stephanie deserves a more thought out storyline. I think Adam deserves to have a character, like an actual personality.
Yeah.
Instead of just somebody who's there, who was engaged, who isn't engaged, and is now with Stephanie.
Because even the stuff with Adam and his ex-wife just kind of like, okay, she went away, I guess. Like, it just kind of fizzled out. Like, there just wasn't, I don't know, it was just like I said, I don't know if it's because of new showrunners, but there were a lot of problems as far as the writing. And I say that as a fan of the show and somebody who really enjoys it. So, you know, we'll be excited for the for the Halloween special. We'll be excited for the new season, but So look at it as constructive criticism. If you're listening, we love you. We think you're amazing. But we just think it could have been, there were just so many meaty, dishy things that could have been really fun. And then they weren't as fun as they could have been.
Because it's like they don't want to do real conflict, and they don't want to risk, you know, somebody being unlikable for even a minute or something. And I'm like, but you can do that, and then have them redeem themselves or have them figure something out, or like, we didn't know the whole story or something. You know, even if I hated Adam in the beginning because he was a jerk, and now he's like really cool because he's come around or something, do that. But instead, everybody's just kind of nice and playing nice, and you need something. They set it up so well, and then they just kind of let it fizzle.
Dishy can be like entertaining and still be like a good show and stuff. But
it can still be nice. Like it can still, I don't know. Well, you know, to leave on a positive note, more positive note. Did you have a favorite moment from the season? Because I definitely, for me, I think my favorite moment will be the Martha interviewing this comptroller.
Man, you took mine. That was gonna be love that.
The wedding
was so good.
The wedding was sweet too.
It was.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And the talk between Grace and Cassie about you know, before the wedding, she was talking about her dad, and that was
That was a really good one too.
There's so many great moments from the season. It's just that it ended up being a collection of great moments.
I think those were definitely the highlights. And I think Grace's speech to graduation was really nice. And like I said, anything with Nick and Grace in this finale, I really enjoyed. It's been a pretty good season, I think, for Nick as a whole. He's been, because he was a pretty whiny, irritating character for a while. And this season, he's been really, really good. I've liked him this season.
Yeah,
definitely.
So there we go. That's our thoughts. Let us know what you think. Do you disagree with our assessment of the episode and the season as a whole? Let us know on Twitter or in the comments section. We'd love to talk about it. And tell us what your favorite moment of the episode and the season, or that would be great. So, Georgia, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at Georgia Speech.
Great. And Caroline, where can people find you?
On Twitter at Meta Caroline R.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, all of that. So check it out. And make sure you're following the podcast all over social media and on iTunes. If you're listening, give us your ratings and reviews. We really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We're going to have coverage of more Hallmark Television content with Chesapeake Shores and with When Hope Calls coming up. We're going to be covering both of those. So we're going to have tons of stuff. Plus, we got Christmas coming up. It's crazy. It's going to be great. So make sure to check that out. We also have our Patreon page, which is really fun, where we can talk about Good Witch. We can talk about anything you guys want to talk about. So to consider becoming a patron, we'll have a link in the description. Check that out. We also do giveaways that are open to any sponsorship, even just $2 a month. You get really cool giveaways. And so check that out. We would really appreciate it. And so thank you guys so much. It's been a great season. I really appreciate all of your support, especially I think George has been almost every episode. So thank you so much. It means a lot to me. And so, yay, we'll look forward to the Halloween special coming up.
Yay.
Because we love Good Witch. We're hard on it.
We do. Love it. That's right. We'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Hallmarkies for Hallmarkies. For more information about how you can leave your mark on Hallmarkies, visit hallmarkiespodcast.com. Link in the description.